Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 15, text 36. This chapter is entitled as The Pandavas Retire Timely. Is there any need for Hindi translation? Where is our translator?
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imam Mahim Yajahau Satanya Shravaniya Satkatha. Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam. Abhadra hetu kaliranna vartata. Yada mukundo bhagavani mang mahim. Jaho swatanya shravaniya satkatha. Jahau Svutanya Savaniya Satkatha. Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasham. Abhadra Hetu Kaliranna Vartata. Yada Mukundo Bhagavani Mang Mahim Jaho Svatanya Shravaniya Satkatha. Tadahareva Pratibuddha Chetasam. Abhadra hetu kaliranna vartata.
Yada, when Mukundaha, Lord Krishna, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Imam, this, Mohim, earth, Jaho, left, Swatanya, with his self-same body, Shravaniya Satkathaha, is worthwhile. Tada, at that time, Aha Eva, from the very day, Aprati Buddha Chetasam, of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed. Abhadra Hetu, cause of all ill fortune. Kali Annavartata. Kali fully manifested. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this material, earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Please repeat after me. When the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifested to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness. One can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself fully under the supreme care of the personality of Godhead. The age of Kali ensued just after the battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord, however, left this earthly planet in his own transcendental body, and as soon as he left, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwarka, began to manifest. And Maharaj Yudhishthir rightly conjectured on the departure of the Lord from the earth. As we have already explained, the Lord felt, the Lord left our sight just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight. Yada mukundo bhagavan imang mahim jahau swatanna shravaniya satkatha tadahar eva pratibuddha chetasam abhadra hetu kaliranna vartatah. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. So, the time moves in cycles. Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and finally Kali Yuga. Just as the small concept of time is second, it moves in cycle. After every second comes another second. So this is how the movement of time is. After every hour comes another hour, of every day comes another day, of every week comes another week, after every month comes another month, after every year comes another year. In this way, the concept of time becomes larger and larger. And one of the largest concept, the time moves in the form of yugas. And the first yuga, the beginning is with Satya Yuga, then Treta Yuga, then Dwapar Yuga, then Kali Yuga. Just like a day has four different parts, like there's morning, noon, afternoon and evening. In the evening, what happens? In the evening, it starts to get dark. And then finally, it becomes completely dark, the night. So, Kali Yuga is like the last part of the yuga. And as the day begins, or as the yugas begin, people are generally very pious. Very pious. The pious means they're pure. They're so pure, they can practically see the Lord in their hearts. By the process of Ashtanga Yoga or Dhyana meditation, they can project their consciousness internally and see the Lord in the heart. So in Satya Yuga, if anybody wanted to see the Lord, what he would do? He would just meditate. And as a result of his meditation, very quickly he will achieve samadhi and see the Lord in the heart. But in Treta Yuga, people lost that ability because they became sinful. In Satya Yuga, they were practically pure, almost pure. In the material nature, of course, everybody is contaminated. Everybody has certain degree of impurity. Some have more and some have less impurity. But in this material nature, everyone has certain degree of impurity. So, but in Satya Yuga, the degree of impurity is very little. In Treta Yuga, the impurity or sin becomes more prominent. People become more sinful. Therefore, they lose the ability to see the Lord by the method of Ashtanga Yoga or Dhyan in the core of their heart. So therefore, the Lord gave the Yuga Dharma. Dharma was given in the form of Yuga Dharma is, in that age, is performing sacrifice. And when one performs sacrifice, then the Lord appears out of the sacrificial fire. There are many such instances when the Lord Yogeshwar appeared from the sacrificial fire. Like, you know, Dasarath, King Dasarath performed a sacrifice to get a son. And after the sacrifice from the sacrificial fire, the Lord appeared with a bowl of sweet rice. And he gave it to Dasarath and said, "Give this to your wife and your wife will become pregnant." But Dasarath had four wives. Three wives. Kaushalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra. And he gave this to his wives and they shared this bowl of sweet rice. And as a result of that, they got four sons. Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman, Bharat and Satrughna. From Kaushalya came Ram, from Kaikeyi came Lakshman, and Sumitra gave birth to two sons, Kaushalya gave birth to Ram, Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharat, and Sumitra gave birth to Lakshman and Satrughna. So these four brothers, four incarnations of the Lord appeared, the Chaturbhuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So these are the factual happenings. So from the sacrificial fire, the Lord appeared. There are many such instances. And people could see the Lord. They were so pure. When the Lord would appear, those who were participating, most of them could see because they were so pure. But then, in Dwapar Yuga, people lost that ability because they became even more sinful. So in Dwapar Yuga, the process that was given was worshipping the Lord in the temple. In this way, gradually, the process becomes simpler, the Yuga Dharma becomes simpler due to the sinful nature of the people. As people become sinful, they become less qualified. And as they become less qualified, the process becomes simpler. Like when you are in a primary school, The exams are quite simple. And when you go to higher secondary school, then it is little more difficult. The tests become more difficult. Then when you go to high secondary school or high school, then it's even more difficult. Then you go to college, even more difficult. Then you go to the university, it becomes even more difficult. In the university, you want to do the master's degree, that's the most difficult. So in this way, we can see why in the university the exams are so difficult, because they are more learned, more knowledgeable, they are more advanced in their studies, therefore the tests are difficult. Similarly, in Satyayuga, when people are very, very qualified, they are practically pure, no sin, therefore the process also was difficult, meditation. Then in Treta Yuga, they became less qualified. So the process also became a little more simple, sacrifice. In Dwapar Yuga, they became even more sinful. Okay, the process became simpler, worshipping the Lord in the temple. But in Kali Yuga, they became most unqualified. Therefore, the process has become the simplest in the age of Kali. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Isn't it a very simple process? Why? Because in the age of Kali, people are very, very sinful. Very sinful. You can see how sinful activities are increasing. I remember 40, 50 years ago, very few people used to take meat. Now practically everybody takes meat. In about 40, 50 years ago, very few people used to take intoxication. Now practically everybody takes intoxication. Of course, apart from ISKCON devotees. It's only in the ISKCON devotees people are following this principle. Otherwise, all these four sinful activities are becoming extremely rampant all over the world. Meat eating, intoxication, prostitution, gambling. And these are the biggest, most desired activities. People are spending lots of money in these activities. People are spending so much money in eating meat. It's a meat industry, it's a big industry. So many people are spending so much money to take intoxication. And not only legal intoxicants like cigarettes or alcohol, but even illegal intoxications are even more money spinner, even bigger money spinners. Like billions and billions of dollars are involved in drug trafficking. Certain drugs are allowed, but those drugs also were not allowed before. Like I remember in America, there was a ban on alcohol. About a few hundred years ago, in America there was a ban on alcohol. And people started to make money by smuggling alcohol, bootlegging. They say that the Kennedy family made all their fortune by bootlegging, by illegally trafficking alcohol. So those days people are not taking alcohol, and now everyone is taking alcohol. If you are above 18, you can take alcohol. Only if you are below 18, you can't take. In America, at least, there is the restriction. In England, in Europe also, the same restriction is there. Below 18, you can't take alcohol. My question was, if it is not good for below 18, why should it be good for above 18? If alcohol is bad for those who are below 18, why should it be good for those who are above 18? And you are calling it intoxicant, you are calling it poison. Anyone who knows English knows the meaning of the word intoxicant, poison. So why are you taking poison? Why are you promoting poison? People are becoming intelligent actually, at least they are becoming aware of things. Like now there is a big case in America for cigarettes. They realize that cigarette is harmful. After a few hundred years they realize that cigarette is harmful. Cigarette causes cancer. But Indian system is so stupid that even though in America and Europe they realize that and they make it a point policy, in India, sab chalta hai. In America there is on the cigarette packets there is a sign, cigarette smoking is harmful, cigarette smoking is dangerous. Sometimes on the cigarette packets there is a sign of death. You know what is a sign of death? A skull between two bones. So this is how the warning is given. Cigarette smoking is bad. And very soon it will happen with alcohol also. Whether they can control it or not, that's another thing. Because in one hand, they'll ban it. Then at the same time, some unscrupulous people will smuggle it. Prabhupada pointed that out to Professor Kotovsky in Russia, when he went to Russia. He was pointing out that even in Russia, although they are trying to create a classless society, even in Russia, there is varnashram. Four varnas are there, everywhere. Even in Russia, although they are trying to create a classless society. Classless society means everyone is a sudra. Although they were trying to make the whole society, whole Russia, into the land of sudras, the workers, working class, labor. But Prabhupada pointed out, see, even in your country, some people are intellectually very developed. Proletariats, the thinkers. So they are the Brahmins. Those who are thinkers, those who are more involved in thinking, they are Brahmins. Then you have Kshatriyas. Some people are strong and powerful, they are joining the army. Their nature is Kshatriya. You are not allowing them to become Kshatriyas, so they have become mercenaries. They fight for money. Soldiers, they are not Kshatriyas. Soldiers are mercenaries. What is a mercenary? Mercenaries are people, those who fight for money. You pay them money, they'll fight for you. But that's not the case of Kshatriya. Kshatriya won't take money. He will take whatever he wants. Either you surrender to him or he will forcibly take it away from you. Then Prabhupada said that you do not allow, in your society, you do not allow anyone to do business. So there is no room for a Vaishya. But still I have seen that there are so many black marketeers. They come and ask, do you have some dollars? Do you have some blue jeans? Do you have some hashish? Or do you want some hashish? Do you want some cocaine? Do you want some heroin? So in this way, although Vaishyas are not allowed, the Vaishyas are in a surreptitious way there, Vaishyas are also there. And Sudra, everyone is a Sudra. The rest of the society is just sudras. So that's the... Everywhere, Prabhupada said, you go to the jungle of Africa, you'll find these four varnas are there. Because Krishna says, Chatur Varnan Maya Shrishta, Krishna created it. So everywhere, wherever there is a human society, there must be these four classes of people. Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. The only difference is, in the Vedic society, these divisions are recognized and promoted, substituted. But here, in today's society, in the modern society, it is just haphazardly people are being classified in this way. The natures cannot be avoided. The natures are like that. So they must be like that. Now in the age of Kali, what happens? Kalui kalau sudra sambhava. Ashuddha sudra kalpahi kalau sudra sambhava. In the age of Kali, everybody becomes a sudra. No brahmanas. Only ISKCON is making some brahmanas. But besides that, there is no brahmana. Somebody is so proud, oh, I am a brahmana. But what he does, in the market he is pulling a thela. A thela wala, in the market, his occupation is pushing the thela, but he has a janeyu. I am a brahmana. Or a guy is completely illiterate, can't even read the alphabets, and he says, he claims that he is a brahmana. So this is the state of affairs in the age of Kali. No brahmana, no kshatriya, only some vaishyas and rest of the society is sudra. And why it is like that? Because the Kali Yuga dharma is lost. People have become so sinful. And as a result of their sinful activities, they are meant to suffer. And that's why adharma is established. Kali comes to power in this age. And what does Kali do? Kali creates a situation of adharma. And what is the result of adharma? The result of adharma is suffering, massive suffering. But people are thinking, oh, I'm enjoying so much. I have alcohol to drink. I have cocaine to smoke and I have heroin to inject, or rather the other way around. Cocaine to sniff and so forth. So they are very happy. How they are happy? Taking intoxication. How they are happy? Eating meat. And they do not know what the consequences will be. They don't believe that there is a thing called Jamalaya, there is a person called Jamaraj, and there are persons like Jamadutas. They will come and take care. But Kali Yuga, although it is very degraded, but has one advantage. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan guna, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sanga Paramraja. Kalir Doshe Nidhe Rajan. In the age of Kali, there is a big advantage. It has one great advantage, Mahan Guna. Why? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sanga Paramraja. When one chants the holy name of the Lord in this age, he derives an inconceivable spiritual benefit and becomes free from his material bondage. This is the advantage of the age of Kali. But unfortunately, most of the people are mudhas, as it has been pointed out here. One is apratibuddha Chetasham, whose minds are not sufficiently developed. So, whose mentality hasn't sufficiently developed. That means, whose mentality didn't develop means what? Stupid. So those who are, most of the people are stupid in this age, foolish. They don't know what to, how to take advantage of this wonderful benefit. Krishna has come and given, created such an incredible benefit. Just by chanting, just by vibrating our tongue, we can go back to Godhead. We don't have to do anything. Simply chant the holy name in the association of devotees and abstain from the four sinful activities. Your return back to Godhead will be assured. Just if you do these things, chant Hare Krishna, read the scriptures with Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purport, and remain in the association of devotees in ISKCON, all you have to do is wait for leaving your body. When you leave your body, what will happen? Jat gatvana nivartanti. You'll go to the place where from you'll never come back. Which is that place? Spiritual sky. It has become so easy. You can't imagine how difficult it was in Satya Yuga, how difficult it was in Treta Yuga, how difficult it was in Dwapar Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, it has become so easy. But those who are aprati buddha chetasam, those who are stupid, those who are foolish, they can't take advantage of it. We are seeing, like how many people come, all the people, so many people are coming to the temple, but how many people come to listen? It's fine that they are coming to see the deities, they are coming to see the temple, but they are not able to take advantage. They don't want to listen. If they listen, then they could find out so easily the way to go back to the spiritual sky, way to completely put a full stop their suffering condition. They're coming, thousands of people come in the evening, but how many people want to listen? And if they don't listen, they won't be able to take advantage of it. And again, although so many people are coming, but we can see, they are coming just to see that because the temple is attractive, the deities are attractive, and they have certain degree of piety. But they are not coming for real spiritual reasons. The spiritual reason is to listen. That is the spiritual reason. If they had the spiritual inclination, then they would come and listen, associate with the devotees. But fine, they don't want to come and associate with the devotees. Therefore, the devotees have to go out and give them the mercy in the form of Prabhupada's books, in the form of preaching. And in this way, we have to bring them. We have to remove their ignorance and bring them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. People have become so unintelligent. We saw, for some mundane reason, for some sense gratification, they are very excited. They would go in millions. We remember during our inauguration, Rani Mukherjee came, and so many people, they were risking their lives by that building out here. There was no fencing, no railing. On the roof there was no railing, and they were just sitting there just to have a glimpse of a movie star. But what will they get out of just watching a movie star? But they are so excited. This is the situation of the age of Kali. People are into sense gratification. For their sense gratification, they would risk their lives. But for spiritual development, you have to practically grab them by their neck and bring them into the path. That's how we have to bring them into bring them to their senses. Anyway, those of you who are fortunate and have understood, take full advantage of it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste in sort of unnecessary activities, prajalpa, politics. What's the use? You have come to the temple, you have become devotees. Now you just offer yourself completely in developing spiritually. And always become aware of the fact that Krishna is watching you. Krishna is watching you at every moment. You may think, well, no one is seeing me, I can get away with anything. But no, Krishna is watching you. Even if the devotees may not see you, but Krishna is seeing you from the depth of your heart. And if you don't act properly, Krishna will not be pleased. And when Krishna is displeased, then there is no way of knowing how Krishna is going to take action. So now that you have come to the path of Krishna consciousness, now that you have come to the spiritual platform, take full advantage of it and don't waste your time in any materialistic purpose, any materialistic reason. Commit yourself completely to Krishna consciousness. And what will be the reward? You can't even imagine how Krishna will reward you. Therefore, when you see that some devotee is becoming rewarded, don't become envious. Consider that because Krishna is pleased with that devotee, therefore Krishna is rewarding. And if you become a good devotee, Krishna will reward you also. That you cannot even imagine how Krishna will reward you. So have faith in Krishna. What to speak of some little position in this material nature? If Krishna wants, Krishna can make you the king of the heavenly planet. Not only the king of the earth planet. He can make you the king of the heavenly planet. Krishna may tell you, okay, you are a good devotee, I am very happy with you. Now Indra's position has been vacated, there is a vacancy, you become Indra. Krishna can do that. What to speak of Indra? Krishna can make you Brahma. But what is the devotee's attitude? Devotee's attitude is na naako prishtam. I do not want the position of Brahma. I do not want the position of Indra. Kito janamo hou jathatu adash bohir mukho brahmo janme nahi ash. Let me be born as an insect in the association of your devotees where I can perform Krishna consciousness, where I can become a devotee myself. Even if I am born as an insect, that will be desirable. But if the birth of Brahma is not Krishna conscious, I do not want that birth of Brahma. I do not want the position of Brahma. So that is the mood of a devotee. In Vrindavan, if I can become an insect, I'll rather prefer that in the association of your devotee. But if there is the possibility of the position, getting the position of Brahma, but if I have to sacrifice my Krishna consciousness, no, I do not want that. Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. So all of you become very serious in your Krishna consciousness. And always remember the worst enemy. What is the worst enemy? The worst enemy is kama rupam durashadam. Kam, lust. And what is lust? Lust is the desire to enjoy. And this ultimately, this lust is, the desire to enjoy is in the form of sex life. If you have any desire, any inclination for material enjoyment, you can rest assured that that will end in sex desire. But to make spiritual advancement, you have to conquer sex desire. You can't have both the options. You can't have material enjoyment and spiritual progress. That is not possible. Like material, desire for material enjoyment is becoming tied down to the material nature. So sex desire has been described as, this material nature has been described as Moithunagara, the prison house of sex desire. In the prison, normal prison, how the prisoners are tied up with a chain. But in this material nature of prison house, how the criminals are tied up? They're tied up with sex desire. So as long as one has sex desire, he cannot become free from material bondage. Like you can't be tied and want to become free. If you want to become free, then you have to free yourself from the bondage, from with which you have been tied up. Or in this respect, there is another nice example. You heard the story of the marriage party. The marriage party set out at night to go to the bridegroom's house for the marriage wedding ceremony. So the bride's house. The bridegroom and his party, they set out. They had a nice feast at night and they went to a boat. The boat was supposed to take them to the bride's house through the river. So they had a nice feast and they went to the boat and then they fell asleep. In the morning when they woke up, they found that the boat is still in that place. It didn't move. So they got on the case of the boatman. You've been sleeping the whole night? You didn't row the boat? The boatman said, no, the whole night I had been rowing the boat. And they say, you liar. If you're rowing the boat, then why the boat didn't move? And then the boatman realized that he forgot to pull the anchor. So you can't have the anchor and at the same time rowing the boat. You may go through the process of devotional service, but if you don't pull the anchor from this material nature, you won't make any spiritual progress. Now the question may arise, then does it mean that the householders don't have any hope for spiritual advancement? No. In Krishna consciousness, even the householders will make spiritual advancement. If the householder is properly situated, that is, why is one in a household life? Putrarthe kriyate bhajya. One gets married to a chaste wife for the sake of procreation. So household life is a situation where husband and wife will take care of the family, children and the family members. And Krishna says, dharma aviruddha kamoshmi bharatarshmi. Sex life for the sake of procreation is dharma. But sex life for sense gratification is adharma. So one should be very serious about spiritual life. It doesn't matter whether one is a grihastha or vanaprastha or sannyasi or brahmachari. If one is a brahmachari but thinking of women all the time, is he a brahmachari? He forgot to pull the anchor. But if a householder is situated properly in taking care of his family and making them Krishna conscious and rendering service, and you know, he will make rapid spiritual advancement. So Krishna consciousness is for everyone. Kiva vipro kiva nasi shudra kene noy jai Krishna tattva vetta shei guru hoy. The material consideration is not at all important. Mahaprabhu also said, naham vipra nacha naropatir napi vaishya na shudra nacha grihapatir vanastha jyotirva. I am not a Brahman, nahang vipra nacha naropatir, I am not a kshatriya, vaishya na shudra. I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha, I am not a banaprastha or a sannasi. Who am I? Kintu pradhan nikhila purnam ritabdhe gopi bharta padakamalayo dasho anudasho dashosmi. Dasho anudasho dashosmi. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the lover of the gopis, Shri Krishna. That is what we are here for, to become the servant of Krishna. So let's take full advantage of that. Let's purify our hearts. Cheto darpana marjanam. Then automatically, bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Automatically the forest fire of materialistic life, material existence will be extinguished. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. It will happen automatically. And then, ultimately, anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam ritashvadanam. So we will not only experience anandam, but we will be submerged in an ocean of ananda. So that is what this Krishna consciousness is going to offer us. So why should we trade it for anything else? Why should we trade it for anything else? When an ocean of ecstasy is waiting for us, why should we try to make some arrangements for sense gratification? Which is miserable, which is painful. Sense gratification is not pleasing. It is painful. But we are thinking, due to our illusion, we are thinking, oh, it's so wonderful. So much pleasure. I can even die for that. But that's not an intelligent way to look at things. The intelligent proposal, intelligent approach is Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Gangata. Intelligent proposal is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masucha. Krishna has given that assurance. Let's accept that proposal. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiyadham Shaho Avotori Uttanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan Shikhai Sharanagoti Bhakotero Pran. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute this Uttanto Durlabho Prem, very, very rare love for Krishna. He has come to distribute that. So now let us take advantage of this process. Just surrender unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement. And you will see how he will reward you. So now that you have come to the right path, take full advantage of it. And never ever become tricked by Maya. And swindled by Kali. Never ever compromise. Always remember that you have nothing to do with Maya and Kali is your worst enemy. And how does Kali express his influence? How does Kali spread his influence? Through meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. So abstain from those sinful activities. And remain in the association of devotees. With a spirit of togetherness, sankirtan, the harmonizing factor, in a perfectly harmonious way. And always be vigilant that Kali doesn't come and take you away from that association of devotees. How does Kali come and take us away from the association of devotees? By making us not appreciate the devotees. Kali will take us away from the association of devotees by creating dissension among devotees. So don't fight among yourselves. Always create a very, very harmonious relationship with other devotees. Become friends with devotees and never fight with devotees. Become united, become unified. And if there is fighting, then immediately you will recognize or try to recognize that Kali is influencing you. You are becoming not an agent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are becoming an agent of... If you fight with the devotees, then who are you becoming? You are becoming the agent of Kali. Tilak aka, kopni para, dekhte Vaishnavir moto, ashole shakto kajer bela. Eo to ek kolir chela. Kolir chela, dekhte Vaishnavir moto. Tilak aka, kopni para, has tilak, golai, konthi mala, But who is he? He is a Kali Chala. Why he is Kali Chala? Because he is fighting with the devotee. And dressed as a devotee, what he is doing? He is breaking the four regulative principles. Dressed as a devotee, but breaking the principles. So he is a Kali Chala. So if you really want to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Chala, then don't break the regulative principles. Don't fight with devotees. And embrace this process of Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Okay, so everyone understood it? Prabhupada said, if there is no question, that means either he understood everything or he didn't understand anything. Two kinds of people don't have any question. One who is perfectly realized or one who is in total ignorance. Anyway, I know that you all are perfectly realized. So, Hare Krishna. So become very good devotees. That's why we all have come here. Krishna is giving us so many facilities, and on behalf of Krishna we are prepared to provide all the facilities to you if you want to become serious about making spiritual advancement. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.